Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Former Prime Minister and MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai says he will continue to fight for democracy in Zimbabwe despite his party's electoral defeat to ZANU-PF in the July 31st polls.
The only way forward to address the crisis enveloping the country is a return to a legitimate government. That is the mandate of the Zimbabweans, the confidence of the people. That return to legitimacy can only take place through the conduct of a free and fair and credible election.
Zimbabwe's first ever diamond auction at the World Diamond Trade Epicenter in Antwerp, Belgium, gets off to a slow start with senior government officials bemoaning the low quality of the gems sold.
The statistics that were produced by the Kimberley Process Working Group indicated that in Marange, many of the diamonds there, the rough diamonds there, are actually industrial diamonds. I think around 3% or 3.something% as gem quality.
And the Information Ministry appoints a panel of inquiry into the state of the media. Former Daily News editor Geoff Nyarota is named chairperson of the panel.
Former Prime Minister and MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai says he will continue to fight for democracy in Zimbabwe despite his party's electoral defeat to ZANU-PF in the July 31 polls, which he has described as, quote, a resounding theft. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Presenting his end-of-year statement at a news conference held at his party's Harvest House headquarters, Mr. Tsvangirai said he is geared to ensuring that democracy prevails in Zimbabwe one day. Mr. Tsvangirai told reporters that he will engage the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and the United Nations over election rigging allegations that he has leveled against President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. He says the diplomatic offensive will not be a futile exercise, saying this would help expose what he says is Mr. Mugabe's illegitimacy.
We are in a democratic struggle. The defining features of any democratic struggle is that you don't tire on any campaign. When SADC and AU concluded that this was a free and fair election and they were going to endorse it, it was in the absence of the real information. They were endorsing something that they didn't know. They only saw people voting peacefully and concluded that all was well. Now, the question is that we want to show them the futility of endorsing a very critical election like Zimbabwe election. If they proceed in spite of the information, that's their choice. But as far as I'm concerned, we will have to go on the campaign to make sure that the issue of a stolen election does not die. It's an issue Zimbabweans need a solution and they need address. They need redress over that. So the campaign will go on. The outcome will depend on how that campaign is going to be managed. But to resign to fate and say all is well, I think it's the most dangerous thing. It would be a great disservice to the people of Zimbabwe who are crying out for justice. And let there be justice. Let there be free and fair election according to SADC standards, according to AU standards. If ZANU-PF wants to continue and on the parrot on the question of we have won the election, let them be. But we cannot stand by, fold our hands and resign to fate. We can't do that. Global engagement includes the UN, even if they cannot do anything of internal matters like elections. But we'll draw their attention to the fact that this is an illegitimate government. And we remain convinced on that.
While some poll petitions filed by his party in the electoral courts are yet to be finalized, Mr. Tsvangirai says he has evidence that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has destroyed the voting material that was used in the July 31 polls, which his party may want to use in the hearing of its petitions.
The only way forward to address the crisis enveloping the country is a return to a legitimate government. That is the mandate of the Zimbabweans, the confidence of the people. That return to legitimacy can only take place through the conduct of a free and fair and credible election underpinned by reforms and where the people's will is respected and upheld. The lesson of 31 July, Paul, is that all reforms, including security sector and media reforms that we agreed to under the GPA, are mandatory if we are to have an undisputed election.
To address the question of legitimacy, the former Prime Minister called for fresh elections that would be held after key democratic reforms have been instituted.
I now have information that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is currently not in possession of the voters' roll, not in possession of ballot boxes, and other relevant material used in July. As such material has already been destroyed. So what does it mean? It means that even ZEC itself cannot produce in a court of law the material that is essential to adjudicate on the disputes that were filed in the High Court. What it has led to is first and foremost the crisis of legitimacy. The election, of course, was stolen, and we have made available the dossier that illustrates that Mugabe and ZANU-PF have spent 100 million of very scarce money to subvert the will of the people.
The MDC founding president also took a swipe at the 2014 national budget presented in parliament yesterday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. While Chinamasa is projecting a 6.1% growth of the economy in 2014, Mr. Tsvangirai said there was nothing in the budget that would help revitalize the country's economy and improve the livelihood of the country's citizens.
The illegitimate government presented a budget, so-called budget, yesterday, with no money, revenues are dwindling. Well, anyone can present a budget. But you know, to budget for a deficit is the most serious economic crime you can ever commit. Even in your own home, you can have all the dreams about what you want to spend on, but if you don't have the revenue to finance that expenditure, you are causing a crisis of anxiety in your family. You can promise them a holiday, a super holiday, but unless you have the money to back it, there's nothing that is going to happen. It demonstrates the incapacity of this government. While the people are looking for confidence, leadership and boldness, ZANU-PF yesterday presented delusion, ineptitude and anti-people rhetoric. To suggest that the economy will grow by 6.1% is mere fantasy. While crafting a 4.2 billion budget, which is unfunded, stretches the patience of Zimbabweans too far.
Mr. Tsvangirai said this year Zimbabweans are facing a bleak Christmas holiday because of the shrinking economy caused by uncertainty as a result of the disputed elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.